This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
New information this morning on why a gunman opened fire at seven different locations, including a school, killing four people. California police say officials locked down Rancho Tehama Elementary School after hearing gunshots nearby. The shooter, identified by police as Kevin Neal, then rammed his car into a fence and opened fire on the building before trying to break in. Thankfully, though, it was locked. He then drove his car, shooting at people on the street before being shot and killed by police. But it all started as a dispute with a neighbor.
This is an individual that armed himself, I think with the motive of getting even with his neighbors. And when it went that far, he just went on a rampage.
10 people, including two children, are hurt. New information this morning on why.
Well, you know, we're still pondering and trying to figure out exactly, you know, what set him off. Yes, we had an ongoing situation with his neighbors. And according to one AP report, Scott, he was saying that, you know, the neighbors were cooking up meth and creating fumes that were harming his nine dogs. He told his mother, he says, well, I'm on the cliff and there's nowhere to go. This is Fox reporting this. The first two people killed were the shooter's neighbors a day before opening fire on Tuesday at multiple random locations near Rancho Tehama Elementary School. The shooter called his mother and said, it's all over now, and this is being reported by the Associated Press. Now, the school is located in Rancho Tehama Reserve, an unincorporated area in Tehama County, about 100 miles north of Sacramento. His mom said she had posted $160,000 bail for her son back in January after he was charged with stabbing one of his neighbors. Said her son was charged with assault and that he told her he had grabbed a steak knife out of the hand of the neighbor who was threatening him with it. Neighbor was slightly injured, according to the mom. So, you know, this is obviously one of those horrendous things, and it could have gotten a lot worse here, Scott, with, you know, taking some shots into the school. I think we've got a couple of injuries being reported, but thank God it was minor, and also thank God the school was very quick to lock everything down. And this is being counted as one of the you know, one of the quick reactions by the school in protecting the kids, that you know, they did what they've been trained to do, and it was effective, and you know, mitigated part of the problem here. So you know, again, one of these scary things, and of all places in California, where, you know, you've got
you're the highest rated state by the Brady Foundation.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You have all your neighbors kind of have similar gun laws to you. So maybe now they can actually say that there's no law that you could make that can stop this kind of thing. A law short of taking away guns from everybody.
Yeah, well, then, we just declare that everybody's crazy, and that's why, you know, we got to take their guns away.
Well, and you know, I'm all for, you know, having people, you know, I don't want crazy people with guns. And
well, of course not.
If there's a psychological test that you can do that, I'm all for it. But here's my biggest issue, is that just recently, within the last 8 years,
mm-hmm.
even more recently, we've seen that certain groups are willing to use government agencies to go after people that have different political views.
Exactly. Well, this is the hot spot. Exactly. You just touched on it, right?
So who runs the psychological test? Well,
yeah.
Government does it. Well,
right.
Why? Hold on now. IRS? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So that's my worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the mother here blaming the feud with neighbors, you know, of course, more developments, and we'll keep you up to date on that, and a lot to talk about, and we're especially Jeff Sessions feeling the heat on the Hill yesterday. We'll break that down for you. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live, coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To the president's top law enforcement official taking issue with being accused of lying about his previous testimony over Russia, pushing back and making news on a host of fronts. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is on Capitol Hill tonight.
My story has never changed.
Lawmakers pressed Attorney General Jeff Sessions on his contacts with Russia during the presidential campaign.
I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied. That is a lie.
After reading media reports, Sessions said he could now recall this March 2016 National Security meeting. Sessions chaired the discussion where campaign aide George Papadopoulos, who recently pled guilty to lying to the FBI, broached the idea of a meeting between candidate Trump and the Russian president.
I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government for that matter.
Did you take any further steps to prevent Trump campaign officials, advisors, or employees from further outreach to the Russians?
I don't believe I had any knowledge of any further contacts.
Okay. Sessions avoided direct comment on tweets taking aim at Hillary Clinton and the DNC.
Should the President of the United States make public comments that might influence a pending criminal investigation?
A president cannot improperly influence an investigation.
Okay.
And I have not been improperly influenced and would not be improperly influenced.
Fellow Republicans asked Sessions about former FBI Director James Comey, the Bureau's role reportedly financing the unverified Trump dossier, and Comey's admission he leaked privileged government records to the media.
I'm asking for a special
counsel. The time of the gentleman
I would
expired.
Say looks like is not enough basis to appoint a special counsel.
On the possible appointment of a special counsel to investigate the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One, a deal that gave Russia control of a broad sector of the U.S. uranium market when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, Sessions pledged independence.
Do I have your assurance that these matters will proceed fairly and expeditiously?
Yes, you can, Mr. Chairman, and you can be sure that they will be done without political influence, and they will be done correctly and properly.
The co-founder of Fusion GPS, the firm behind the unverified anti-Trump dossier, is testifying behind closed doors before the House Intelligence Committee in a secure facility behind me. In previous congressional testimony, Glenn Simpson has avoided key questions on the dossier, and his lawyer stands accused of running interference for his client, Brett.
Well, more on that tomorrow. Catherine Harris, live on the Hill.
I got to tell you, Jeff Sessions took the heat yesterday on the Hill, and I was probably for the first time in a long time here, Scott, appreciative of what was being done there, and that they were asking some tough questions. Now, what we're also hearing, from insiders is that Sessions is still holding his cards a little close here. There's only so much that he could say and reveal, especially when it comes to Hillary Clinton, because the heat is on to, you know, get a special counsel on this Uranium One deal and the whole Clinton cabal enterprise. You know, is that going to be a serious target? And you had this sense that, and it's all gut. I mean, you know, and I will say that up front. I mean, this is just, you know, consideration here. And what I could draw from this is that you sense that if you can read between the lines and what Jeff Sessions is saying, even though, you know, the congressmen were putting the heat and wanting something specific, you know, this is sometimes which is part of the challenge. I know it's a double-edged sword because the congressmen have to ask the question, and even knowing that in a open setting like that, they're not going to get, you know, the information. Sometimes I think as a viewer, as a citizen, it's frustrating because you go, okay, you know you're not getting all the information. You want to make a discerning and intelligent decision on some of these things, and we're just seeing a lot of the smoke. We're not quite able to get our hands on the fire, and it leaves you with this sense of, are they going to really follow up on this, especially as it would relate to the Clintons, for people who are saying, look, you know, this whole Uranium One deal really smells bad, you know, and the GPS fusion, and, you know, wouldn't you know, as we had discussed before, that here the Democrats put in motion this whole Russian collusion, and it be them, you know, they're the ones that really have their hand in the cookie jar on this, it seems. Will this trigger a second special counsel to investigate Republican concerns? You know, time will tell on this, but it's going to be, you know, ironic. Here you've got Mueller investigating one side of it on behalf, seemingly on behalf of the Democrats, targeting Trump and trying to somehow come up with some reason why Donald Trump won the election. And this is costing us a ton of money. And you wonder, is it worth it all? Because, you know, what the rumblings you're starting to hear, and they're getting louder and louder, is that, you know, we've got over a year here invested in this. And what do we got at the end of the year? Paul Manafort, you know, him, you got Papadopoulos, you got him, under indictment. He's wearing a wire and, you know, all the other stuff that's going on. And everybody's trying to remember who is this guy? You know, Jeff Sessions couldn't remember. He had to go back and, you know, look at some notes and go, oh gosh, yeah, vaguely. I mean, what a tough situation to get into. And, you know, as some have said, you know, who can handle the scrutiny of the Hill and, you know, the mainstream media? I mean, look what's going on with Judge Moore, you know, and how do you, I mean, here weeks before a general election, and here you've got the sex card thrown out, and he probably is going to have to step away. I don't know how he survives this. I really don't. And even Sean Hannity last night said, you got 24 hours. I mean, like it's Sean Hannity's question to, you know, call. Of course, for his audience, on behalf of his audience, he can say that. You got 24 hours. And, you know, and you try to listen to how the judge responds. And people are questioning body language and lack of passion of how he's coming, you know, how he's coming across in refuting, you know, these tales. And then now they've got to. You know, evidently one of the decisive things for some people was an annual where he wrote a, you know, a note to one of the young girls. And it's, you know, it makes you feel a little uncomfortable that maybe there's some creepiness to it. You know, and yeah, gosh, you know, it's just, I know people that are, you know, that are supporting Judge Moore who say, look, this is fake news. They did the same thing to Donald Trump. Why are we surprised that they're doing it to Judge Moore? And, you know, but hey, look at this is the state in which we live in, the state of affairs, that the mainstream media and others can come at somebody after 40 years of service and find something that's incongruous, you know, or seems to be questionable, and it puts everything, everything into chaos here. And meanwhile, I'm surprised, you know, in the GOP, what they've got, what they've got at risk here. I mean, losing a seat in the Senate, possibly. Well, the conversation continues. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. Stay with us.
A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. About 19 minutes after the top of the hour, of course, the heat on Capitol Hill. And Jeff Sessions, you know, what do you think? He seemed to, you know, hold up fairly well. I mean, you know, I know some people have a tough time with Jeff Sessions, but I think at the very heart of this man is he's integrous. I mean, I don't have the sense. Scott, do you have a sense that you know, he's trying to hold something up his sleeve or that he's lying. I mean, at one point he just said, you know, I'm not lying. And, you know, it's a lie if you say I'm lying. You know, it's he seems to be, you know, credible in that sense. And, you know, and I think that also appears to be very consistent with how people have characterized him who know him.
He did a good job. He didn't do anything to make me go, he's lying.
Yeah, right.
You know, it wasn't, and I tend to have a pretty good idea. I feel like I have a pretty good idea when people are lying to me. So,
well, especially, you know, as partisan as the Beltway has become, you got us against them, you know, that kind of idea, the Democrats against the Republicans. And here it is, the Democrats have had their way. They've got the special counsel, Mueller, spending all this money and trying to find, you know, the Russian boogeyman that somehow allowed and just shocked the world when you have, you know, someone that had a, you know, already had the crown on her head. I mean, she's the queen. And, you know, there was just no doubt about it. It was supposed to be a runaway election, and she loses to a, you know, a reality star. And everybody is in shock. And because, you know, the Beltway has been in denial for so long and thinking that business as usual is business as usual. You know, you just keep spending the people's money, no accountability, you know, coming up with goofy laws. And meanwhile, thank God, Main Street America woke up and said, hey, enough of this stuff. Let's get somebody in here that maybe knows what they're doing. And the heck with these politicians. How about, hey, let's give a real, you know, chief executive officer. See, all this was opened up with Mitt Romney, if you recall, and even going back, you know, let's go back to Ross Perot. You know, Ross Perot came on the scene, and Ross Perot made a significant impact, an impression upon the voter politic. And, you know, people going, you know, hey, these business strategies, I mean, these make a lot of sense, and that's what we should be employing, because that's the way most of us live here in America, and these things should be incorporated in our government. Maybe because they're not is why, you know, we've got runaway spending and debt that's, you know, continuing to cripple, you know, this country's future and the next generation. You know, let's bring a businessman here to bear on this stuff. And look what's happening. I think there's some positive indications here. I know it's difficult. I don't agree with it, but I know it's difficult for the GOP to come alongside. And this is what is proving out, you know, even in these recent elections. The Democrats can't make a whole big lot of hay about this stuff. But, you know, I believe what America is looking for is, you know, it may not be the perfect package, Donald Trump, but there are some very positive things that, you know, are underway here. I mean, we get regulations out of the way. Small businesses are taking off. We've had a great run in the stock market, you know, and that's not just to say that that is the lone test, but just the idea that there's some positive things, you know, for business is, you know, gives us the indication that, you know, with small business openings, well, you know, go ahead.
I actually had a talk with a friend who, you know, he goes, why does it matter if the stock market went up? Well, it means a lot to people that have 401ks.
Yeah, right, right.
It means a lot to people that are saving because if the stock market goes up, that means that they probably earned money in their 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's what, again, everybody should want to get to that. You know, he's like, well, I don't have a 401k, so how does that help me? Well, okay, well, those companies that are going up in the stock market, they also hire people.
Yeah, but don't you wish you had a 401k now, knucklehead?
Well, yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, everybody should want a 401k.
Sure, why not? Exactly. You want to look at this is a way for you to accumulate money tax-free. What are you doing? I mean, this is the gift that keeps on giving, and you walk away and ignore it. I mean, gosh, I remember, you know, I was working for a large corporation, a broadcast corporation. And that was the deal. I told everybody on staff, what are you doing? You know, I mean, you break it down, you educate them. And we had a lot of people signing up for it. Why not? Why are you going to turn away, you know, bonus money, you know, from the company out of the goodness of their heart? I mean, they're giving you matching funds to a certain percentage. Why would you turn that money away?
But not only that, but everybody, 401ks aren't just used for They're not just used for your retirement. They're, you can pull out of that and buy that house that you're looking at.
Right.
And, you know, most companies do a matching up to a certain percentage, you know. So, like you said, it's just it's bonus money. Why would you turn it down?
Exactly. So, but, you know, he doesn't understand. But again, this is how silly, because of the anti-Trump rhetoric, people are shooting themselves in the foot. You know, it's like, wait, you know, come on, let's engage our brains here just a little bit. And look what's happening. You know, the United States is becoming, once again, it is coming into its rightful position on the international stage. I think Donald Trump did a great job. The Democrats aren't going to say anything about it. Of course, they can't. You know, they're all tight-lipped about what happened. But I think, you know, for the Asian tour, I think he did a great job here.
I think he did do a great job, and last I saw, his ratings are now up to 46% approval rating. On the 401k, how come schools aren't actually teaching that? Like, how come schools aren't teaching people what a 401k is?
Because they're more involved in indoctrination and all this political patty cake stuff. That's just, you know, it's a waste of time. Let's talk about how to, you know, how to resolve issues, how do you deal with freedom of speech, and let's take a look at what that means in its total encompassment, as opposed to, well, I don't like what you're saying and I don't like you, so I'm going to weaponize, you know, some three-letter government agency to ruin your day until you toe up and heal up with us. If you're not, then you're an enemy. I mean, it's like this professor, this legal professor the other night, talking about, you know, white people and how he wants to warn his sons and about, you know, dealing with white people, and that they're not going to, you know, there were some principles there that could make some sense. But the way he was packaging the entirety of his thought, it was like, wait a minute, this doesn't solve the problem. All you're doing is alienating people. You're not bringing people together. You're causing people to become suspicious and just based on skin color or based on race, as opposed to the content of their character and what are they doing? Are they integrous, regardless of the color of their skin? Are they adding to the proposition? Are they solving problems, or are they just creating problems just cause?
Well, and not only that, but think about how it was a self-fulfilling prophecy of what that guy was telling his kids, right?
Of course, he sets them up. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because if they're acting skeptical and, you know, oh, this is, you know, this guy's trying to get me. Well, if that person recognizes that, how's he going to react to them?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, well, every time I deal with a white person, they hate me.
Mm, yeah.
Well, come on. You know, you can't say that they're all bad and then not expect that you're going to deal with them differently.
Any more than you can say it the other way around. And
well, but that's how the other way around does it.
Exactly.
They do it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You say, oh, all these people are like this. Well, every time you deal with them, you're going to just assume they're like that. And then you're going to get an attitude back, and you're going to think, see, I told you.
Right. Yeah. Well, and you're exactly right. But if your vision is restricted and doubtful, as this professor, it made me sad. I was sad. I mean, I'm sad for his kids, because what kind of hope do they have to think that that's the way? I mean, that kind of thinking, that is a successful way to think. I mean, fortunately for this this law professor, obviously, I mean, he must be a very intelligent man. And accomplished to arrive to the level of success that he has. I just question what he's doing with that success on behalf of his children, the next generation, and also others that could benefit from something more positive that could solve problems as opposed to creating them. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage Health Plan or Prescription Drug Plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Jenny Beth Martin coming up in just a moment. Lots to talk about. Update us on tax reform. As we were talking the other day about, is going to be a tax cut, is a tax reform. I see it as a tax cut if it's going to be a unilateral move, by Republicans only. We could get to the point, tax reform, which could be advantageous for everybody like it was during Ronald Reagan's term, when you get bipartisanship. You get people working together. I don't know what else it's going to take here. If it's finally going to take a disruption by Democratic-controlled states to, put so much pressure on their legislators to say, look, you got to get this thing moving. You've got to make it work. I mean, this whole resistance thing is not serving anybody well. It's problematic. We're not getting things accomplished. Here we have a chance to really do something positive. I mean, let's square away the healthcare issue that's been around for, 7-8 years. The Democrats have known. I mean, they've been part and parcel to this problem, and now they want to do is sit and complain, and I'm actually surprised we're not hearing more that the reason that Obamacare is failing is because of what, the Republicans have done to it. I mean, forget the fact that what they did in putting together a law that has been problematic, it was one big lie, basically. And this is the problem with lies. They just can't sustain. They can't sustain themselves. Eventually, people find out, even though you have Jonathan Gruber coming out and going, hey, everybody's so stupid That's why we had to do the Affordable Care Act the way we did, you know, some 2,700 pages, you know. Betsy McCoy, who, you know, I love Betsy, and I love her insight, you know, as the former lieutenant governor of New York, as a patient advocate. I mean, she tore this thing apart, and, you know, how her brain was able to stay together, you know, reading every page and going through all the stuff. I don't know if you've seen her, but, you know, it's, you know, you talk about Mitt Romney's binder, you know. I mean, Betsy's got binders, I think, just in notations on the law itself. It is so gobbledygooked and confusing. Anyway, Scott, you had a thought here. Go ahead.
Well, even how they presented the binders.
Yes.
Like that, come on. These were binders that he had of qualified women applicants.
Yeah.
What is wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Isn't that everything that they say they're fighting for?
Oh, binders of women, pornography or something, you know, a bunch of naked pictures.
Isn't that exactly what they say they want?
Why aren't you
hiring more females?
Yes.
I do, and this is how I do it.
Exactly. I mean, you got to keep notes and all this, and you know, and you got a lot of talent available. So you know, most amazing. But you know, again, this is all kind of the idiocy, and you know, and I keep saying this is what we're paying for, Scott. This is where our taxes are going, and it's such a waste of time. And for a guy like Donald Trump, who is a make-it-happen kind of chief executive officer and businessman, and for the rest of us who, you know, travel in a normal sort of way of life where, you know, you set out to accomplish something every day, you don't sit there and resist and waste money and waste talent and time, especially when it's not your money, it's other people's money. But that seems to be the order of the day in Washington, D.C. How is that acceptable? I guess it's only acceptable because we the people allow it, right?
Well, yeah, but we've also, there's a group out there that thinks that somehow our government creates wealth. Somehow it's the government that you know, they create their own money. And well, because I know this is how people think, because when you start talking about GDP and everything like that and the amount of taxes that they collect, they think that we can just collect more. We'll just get more.
Well, of course, yeah. Well, this is these are people that do not understand what makes the world go round, and people have an opportunity to understand it, that the very engine of this country is small business. And we need to be bullish again on small business. And we are on the surface, but there's so much more yet to be done. And this can be a bipartisan issue. Not so much an issue, but a resolution that is win-win for all concerned. But the Democrats got to get on board here. And even Republicans, you know, whose feelings are hurt and they don't understand that somebody outside of the Beltway could be in the Oval Office. Look, you know, we the people have spoken. Donald Trump is our president. Come alongside. Help him out. You know, we never expected Donald Trump to be perfect. I mean, there's a lot of nuance in terms of politics to understand. But if you use that nuance because you didn't get your way and you want to take your marbles and go home and pout because your choice didn't win, how dare you? How dare you waste the people's money? You know, then get your butt out of there. Let somebody else come in who can stomach and make it work. You see, I come from a world, Scott, you know, that you can't have excuses. You either make it happen or get the heck out of the way. It's like I had one boss who came to me and said, Bill, you're one of those guys, you lead, follow, or get out of the way. I'm sorry, you know, I believe that's the case. And whether you like it or not, Donald Trump is the president, the commander-in-chief, the chief executive officer. Again, nobody expected perfection, but what he's demonstrated so far with GDP growth and, you know, understanding, okay, look at it, we lift these restrictions, it is good for business. Good for business means good for America, last time I checked.
Well, he also did something that no other Republican's ever done. He beat Hillary Clinton in an election.
Yeah.
So they tried it their way, he did it his way, and he won.
Right.
I'm sorry, but again, like you said, you either lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Well, and the whole deal with Hillary Clinton, and those chapters, I mean, if I was the Clintons, I'd try to figure out some way to get out from underneath, you know, the scrutiny and the lights that are coming upon that whole enterprise, that whole cabal right now, because I believe... if Congress and if the Justice Department has the stomach to do so, because they've demonstrated they hadn't under James Comey and even under Bob Mueller. So we'll see if this country is ready for the truth to really, you know, align itself with the rule of law, because you think about how the rule of law has been obliterated on so many levels, you know, just start enumerating them from immigration on down. Every time it's like, oh, you know, we got to have super vetting. Well, why do we need super vetting? We just vet, you know, and it's just ridiculous. But, you know, this is what it requires today in today's vernacular and craziness. Is that, oh, now we need super vetting. It's like, please. You know, so, you know, how about if we just follow the law? How about if we just be honest and truthful about what's going on here? And this is what this country has, you know, we're at the doorstep here in terms of opportunity of saying, look at, you know, we've really messed up. You know, we've made a lot of mistakes here. And are we going to be freedom-loving, freedom-pursuing people? And what drives it? You know, I've mentioned a couple times that I'm looking forward to an interview with Lee Edwards. He's got a new book out called Just Right, A Life in Pursuit of Liberty. and Lee is a man of faith. And our founding fathers were men of faith. And what they talked about was liberty. But I am saying liberty without God really isn't true liberty. But today, in the public square, if you mention God, then, you know, your approval ratings go down. People want to turn their back. They're not ready for the responsibility and the self-indictment that will take place, because it's so obvious what we've done when we've turned our backs on God. So all this stuff at liberty that we talk about and you know, it becomes to me, it's no longer capitalized. It's not capital L liberty. It's small letter liberty, because it can't really be sustained unless it is founded on the truth of God. Our founding fathers understood this, and this is why liberty was able to sustain itself for as long as it has. It's also a reason why I believe we're losing the grip of liberty and all that it represents and all that it could mean, not only for us, but for our children as well and the generations to come here in America. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his animal friends follow the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
Try praying. God, I don't really know how this works or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and James Hurston joins us now, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Of course, my head is still spinning over Judge Moore. The people in Alabama are made to, you know, put in a interesting situation with all the pig piling happening from the even the GOP side elites and the swamp, you know, jumping all over Judge Moore. It's rather suspicious weeks before the general election that, you know, they found a way to throw him under the bus, and everybody has taken one big giant step backwards, mother may I.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, maybe it's typified by Senator Lindsey Graham, who gave expert testimony on the character of Robert Menendez, who's on trial for corruption, a senator that has been indicted. I don't recall anybody calling for him to step down or step aside.
Right.
Yet, when the so-called evidence has not been fully analyzed, when there's been no due process whatsoever, this group of swamp critters, and this is brought to you, by the way, by the swamp,
yes.
Asked Judge Moore to step down. And by the way, the latest news is that Gloria Allred has another accuser.
Of course.
That she's having a press. Exactly, of course.
She has a folder. She has a three-ring binder folder of potential witnesses, no matter whoever comes up, right?
Yeah, you know, she took Mitt Romney's binder.
I think she has it.
She's by the way, Mitt Romney's another one who came out there and said, you know, basically, convicted, already convicted, to get down. Now, we have to understand this. First of all, the primary victory of Judge Roy Moore was a poke in the eye, an embarrassment to the Republican establishment, particularly Mitch McConnell.
After all the money he spent. Yes, exactly.
Record of millions of dollars. And it was an embarrassment because Steve Bannon, the former strategist of the White House, had set himself up as someone that was going to defeat establishment candidates. So there, the establishment has an vested interest in reversing the results of the primary. To add to that,
at whatever cost. I mean, forget about the president's agenda, everything else. It doesn't matter. It's just we're you know, how dare them make us look bad? And like you say, no due process. They're pigpiling on this guy. I mean, James, this is really a scary time for our democracy. If something like this can happen, I mean, here's a guy who's been in the public eye for what, 40 years. He's been a judge,
40 years.
And now 4 weeks away, all of a sudden they throw the sex abuse card. I mean, and of course, right now, whether it's racial or anything that has to do with sex because of the environment, as you and I have been talking about, you know, from Hollywood to the Beltway, it's like, you know, it just shocks everybody, you know, and immediately you're guilty in the court of public opinion. That's the end of the story. Get out. Except if you are Menendez or if you're Anthony Weiner or if you're Bill Clinton or, you know, on the Democratic side, right?
No, absolutely. And look, there really is right now only one accuser who's alleging a crime, and the other accusers are alleging inappropriate age behavior. But the fact is that the Washington Post, the Jeff Bezos owned the Washington Post, that is has become the print version of CNN, is the outlet that broke this story, and they failed to disclose a couple of very important things. One of the accusers, her name is Gibson, was a volunteer and supporter of Judge Moore's Democrat opponent in the general election, worked for Hillary Clinton, worked for Joe Biden, and is part of the resistance. So that was left out of the Post piece. All they did put in is that the primary accuser reportedly had voted for Trump and never gave any money to Jones, who is Moore's opponent in the Senate election. But the funny thing is, okay, Moore has his first appearance after this story broke to a standing ovation. The first poll that came out from a secular source, from a national source, claimed that Moore, who had previously had double digits, was now tied with the Democrat.
Right.
And if he was only tied, that means he would win. But another poll came out a day later showing that he had only fallen 0.2%, 0.2%.
Right.
And that he still had a double-digit lead.
Right.
He is still the favorite to win. Why? Because of the base that voted for him, Alabama voters, have very little faith in the mainstream media because they've watched the mainstream media over the past year. And this smells like a political hit piece. No matter how many witnesses Gloria Allred dredges up, it just smells that way.
Well, and everybody knows that when it comes to Gloria Allred, how much credibility does she have, James? I mean, she's there to run and grab people. I mean, she's the ambulance, the ultimate ambulance chaser on these kind of issues. And, you know, it's not like she's batting 1,000% here, is she?
Well, of course, no, I mean,
but somehow she could justify and say, well, I'm there to support the cause. We you know, resolve this out of court or whatever and have some sort of, I guess, somehow, you know, some credibility.
Gloria Allred press conference in an October surprise is kind of like Groundhog Day. You know, we expect it, right?
Yes, yes.
She's going to pop up out of the hole. But we see a pattern because, you know, she popped up with women that claimed misconduct by then-candidate Donald Trump, and after the election, Gloria Allred and her women disappeared.
Just went away.
The thing.
Exactly.
And we saw that even going back to Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was running for the special election. Gloria Allred came out with somebody who had a claim, and she always manages to find clients during the election season, a few weeks before the election, and only one direction. She's like that boy band, One Direction.
Yes,
she
right, exactly.
only comes out with accusers of Republicans, never of Democrats, except for Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
There's too much money there.
That's right, yes. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, it comes down to ambulance chasing. You know, she looks at the opportunity and, hey, why not take advantage? She's got the name. People, you know, see her. They see her in the news and think, okay, she's the one. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's disturbing. You would hope at some point, James, a judge would have enough sense to just throw the stuff out, or, you know, somebody would be able to throw it out and stop the silliness. But this is really scary stuff for politicians going forward. I mean, it's tough enough for most people who want to consider a political life. And now when they see stuff like this is gone, you know, I think that 10% that they said that what's his name was thinking about, Mark Cuban. He says, well, I'm about 10%, you know, committed to running for president. Maybe that's now down to 5 or something.
He may have reduced it down unless he was a pure Boy Scout person. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They'll find someone to come up with one of these allegations. This is the problem. This is 34 years ago for Judge Moore.
Right.
That's why we have statutes of limitations, because it's impossible to prove and it's impossible to disprove something that's that old. And, you know, the fact is, here's a guy, he's happily married, he's had no problems. He went through, as you pointed out, he went through statewide elections.
Mm-hmm.
They know him in Alabama. He went through a contentious gubernatorial election with a tough Democrat opponent with all the opposition research. And funny thing, this never came out.
Yeah.
So why is it coming out now? Because it has national implications and it relates to Trump. Because if somehow the Democrats can steal a Senate seat in Alabama,
How desperate are they, number one? Number two, Mitch McConnell is willing to put the president's agenda and everything on the line. He's doing us no favors by jumping on this bandwagon the way that he has done this. John McCain, the same way. It's like, wait a minute here. You know, whose side are you on? And that's not to say anything. I mean, obviously, I don't want anybody to think that we're being discompassionate here or just reducing this to nothing. Look at, you know, if a crime's been committed and it's there, you know, obviously, you know, you've got to adjudicate it, but in an appropriate manner. But this is all very suspicious, and this all comes from, you know, the fake news headquarters. So how much credibility can you give it?
That's the key word, is credibility. And you brought up the desperation. You know, when you look at Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they have the look on their face. It's like the old ABC miniseries, Desperate Housewives.
Exactly.
Except they're even more desperate, you know. And exactly. So is it, when we live in an era where Hillary Clinton took over the DNC and funded a fake dossier about Trump, where we know that our uranium supply was sold to the Russians, do we really think that politically people like the Democrat Party would not stoop to an October surprise like this? They already have.
Yeah,
do
exactly.
Do we remember Anita Hill?
Yes.
I mean, there's still people who believe her, but I'm not one of them. And that was a little too convenient. And this is a little too convenient.
Yeah, it smells. There's no question about it. And, you know, but this is politics in the 21st century, and this is our government, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why we got to continue to be vigilant to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is about liberty, but you can't have liberty without the truth. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst. Always good to have the one and only James Hurston with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here. Frustrated.